I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, April 4th. The Quincy City Council will meet in person in the Great Hall at Quincy City Hall tonight for the first time in over 2 years. Councilors will gather at 6:30 as the Finance Committee considers spending $16.4 million to add almost 7,000 double grave sites to the Pine Hill Cemetery in West Quincy. Also tonight, councilors will hear a resolution calling on the VA to reconsider their plans to close the VA Medical Clinic at Manette Community Health Center in North Quincy. State Representative Bruce Ayers of Quincy says he wants a dedicated state police patrol just for state roads in Quincy. Ayers says he's working to include funding for a state police patrol for Quincy Shore Drive, Squantum Point Park, Furnaceburg Parkway, and sections of the Blue Hills. Ayers says that speeding, loitering, noise, and pollution are the prime target areas for state police patrols. The Ward 2 Civic Association in Quincy is asking residents to make suggestions on how to spend $25,000 that it's getting in the new state budget. President Richard Ash says that some of the money will be spent on the Four River Field and beaches, but he wants people to make suggestions through their Facebook page or by emailing ward2civicassociation@gmail.com or calling 617-201-6405. Suggestions are due by April 11th at 5 p.m. All of the students who graduated from Quincy College's practical nursing program last year and in 2020 passed the National Council Licensure Exam, known as NCLEX. Quincy College was one of only four Massachusetts colleges to achieve that level of proficiency among its graduates who took the exam. Reminder, there will be overnight lane closures on the Southeast Expressway, both north and southbound, for the next month to support the East Milton Square Bridge Deck Repair Project. The closures will run Sunday through Thursday from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV News Update for Monday, April 4th.